Hi, I'm Terry Chapman from Microsoft New Zealand. I'm fortunate enough to have Stephen Forte and John Stowe from Telerik today. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming to this Tech Talk 2013. Can you tell me a little bit about your roles and a little bit about Telerik?
Sure thing. Telerik is a developer tools company based in Europe, based in Sofia, Bulgaria. And we have offices around the world. I'll let John talk about our office in Australia. Mm-hmm. And I'm an American working for a European company based in Hong Kong. So I'm always supposed to be somewhere else.
Excellent.
I'm kind of in the same boat as well. I'm a Canadian living in Australia. We have five people now in our office in Australia, and I'm a developer evangelist there. So I look after our developer community, not only in Australia, but also around the APAC region.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about what your company does. What's your focus? What are you focused on at the moment?
We sell productivity tools for the .NET developer. So we will sell refactoring tools to user interface widgets, to project management software, to HTML5.
Okay, thanks. So today we talked a little bit in your session about agile techniques. Let's explore that a little bit further. So, I mean, agile is pretty well known out there. It's pretty well used. What would you recommend for our viewers of what's the best way to get the best use out of using agile? I mean, what's in their toolbox?
Well, there's definitely a lot in the toolbox. John and I spoke about the brands of Agile, XP, Scrum, and Kanban, and actually putting those brands out on a table, so to speak, metaphorically, mm-hmm. and using features from each of those particular methodologies to build your own methodology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the idea there is you want the processes that you follow within your environment to be flexible and also adaptable to whatever it is you're doing. There's a lot of good things in each one of those that you can obviously adapt and use to your own methodology. So we talked a little bit about that. We had this metaphor of a buffet table where you could pick and choose from each one, which one you want to use. And so we gave some examples and scenarios of what you can do there.
And so what do you see of some of the challenges of using Agile, and how does this help companies get to faster product delivery and more efficient delivery?
Oh, definitely one of the challenges of using Agile is selling it to the business.
Sure.
The business has for 50 years used organizational charts, Gantt charts, and all of that methodology. Mm. So selling it up the food chain, so to speak, to the project managers, to the marketing folks, all the way up to the CEO, is quite difficult.
Mm. So I'll put you on the spot for a second
here.
So if you had to do an elevator pitch on how to use these techniques, if you're standing in the lift with one of your CXOs, what would be your elevator pitch on how to get the best out of this approach?
I would say that change is a constant, and that in order to ensure that your organization stands ready for whatever innovations come out, you have to make sure that the methodologies allow yourself to be successful. So the methodologies that you'll incorporate into your development practices and your communication that you do helps adopt that. So I know it sounds a little bit airy, but basically the idea there is try to adopt those best practices that are expounded in the Agile community.
Proven over and over
again. That's
right. Again,
yeah. That's right. There's a lot of goodness out there and a lot of history to show that those things work and work well. So that's what we try to enforce.
Cool. Any last words on viewers out there that might want to try this approach and they're not quite sure where to start?
I would say it's okay if you're feeling a little bit nervous about jumping in. Putting your toe in the water is sometimes just enough to get started, and you can do that by obviously what we talked about in our talk, by reading the Agile Manifesto, by looking at the methodologies that are in place, and then looking at it from more of a perspective of values rather than rules, and using those to make informed decisions about what sort of things you need to do in order to incorporate in your development process.
And I'll add to what John said is start with your most important project, the most visible project. If you start with a small little project that's a side little project, you won't actually take it
no,
seriously.
No one will even notice, will they?
When I started recommending that to people, they said, Steve, that's career suicide. But then what's interesting is people started coming back to me saying, that was great advice because that project was so messed up anyway that we had nothing to lose by trying Agile. So as John said, it's okay to be a little nervous. We were nervous when we first got started, but there's a lot of help out there in the community.
Excellent. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. Really appreciate you coming down to New Zealand to talk to us.
And, no problem.
Great.
Hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Yeah.
For sure.
Thank you.
Okay.